Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have been cooking with gas, getting ready for my semi-annual Florida trip, buried in charts and loving every minute of the research, but running out of time every day. How about you?
I'm on it every day, running and running and running. This is season. Things are happening. Things are moving.
So you're jolly.
Always. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, because
interesting
things are showing up tonight.
Oh, your babies were, because I run into this with all my clients, too, as well, during this period of time, that, you know, everything is active right now. Everything is busy. A lot of people have more than they can handle on their plate at this point in time. But I will say that they can handle it. It's just taking one piece at a time, because it is. It's a crazy time right now for everybody. There's a lot of moving parts going on.
Well, there certainly is. I know it. It takes me a long time to kind of like understand exactly what research the client wants, because there's so much going on with them. But again, I don't want to miss anything. I want to make sure I answer their questions. You know, I want to do the longer reading, so I'm just trying to stay focused. And I have to tell you, I am going to be so glad when we basically are in the vernal equinox tomorrow, that sun finally moves into Aries. I need it bad.
It's going to light a fire under everybody.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice switch, and hopefully the snow will go away, and people will be having so much difficulty. I have so many friends and family up in New England area that it's been like crazy what's been going on with the weather up there, just like here, too. It's like really warm a few days, and all of a sudden we get this chill and all this wind. It's like, really?
Up, down, up, down. We're doing the same thing, but we're actually moving from cool weather to beautiful weather to cool weather to beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
This is paradise.
Yeah, I'm going to be excited to get down there and see friends and family and stuff, and do a lot of readings for my clients down there. They're so loyal. Every 6 months I go down there, and every 6 months they come to see me. And I so love having people in my life for more than 30 years that, you know, I connect with, you know, on a regular basis. It's just wonderful.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm
close to 25 years doing this, something like that. And it's amazing, you know, that you have clients for that long and that strong of a connection.
Exactly. And it's so wonderful to see how a person's life unfolds, you know. Like, saw them when boy meets girl, saw them when they got married, saw them when they had the first baby. Now we're into grandbabies, okay? Really? It's awesome.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Oh.
It really is. It's so amazing to see that generational thing, and, you know, to be a part of helping guide it and help, you know, people make the right choices. It's just a blessing to me.
Oh, it certainly is. Now, we're not going to be having a show next Sunday because of me being tied up down in South Florida, and I'm sure you're busy too, but I'm not going to be able to sign on. So I think we should talk a little bit about tonight and a little bit about that new moon coming up, not this Monday, but next Monday, just give people a little bit of a heads up on what's going on.
Yeah, what a fire energy that is. It's just, you know,
this is amazing.
It really is amazing, an amazing chart. It has all the elements to it that you want to see. My favorite part of this chart is the grand trine. And the reason why I say that is because all these fire planets, we're going to have Mercury, Uranus, Sun, Moon conjunction, and Venus conjunction, all in Aries. And then in trine to it, we're going to have Saturn in Sagittarius. And that beautiful trine and the kiss that I like about it is to the midheaven. That grand trine is completed in Leo, in the midheaven, and it goes directly up to God. So all this energy and activity that we're having has that great benefit for the universe and has that greater meaning and has that greater power to really transform and change our lives. Because as everybody sees right now, life is changing as we know it. So with this, we can really see it. We can have the imagination of Leo and that willpower, that I will energy, to be able to move us up into our greatest being. So that's the reason why I like it. What do you think about it, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree, because the five planetary energies that are in Aries, the sign of the ram and the sign of the lamb, again, they're in the fifth house that is ruled by Leo. So the energy of following your heart and being just who you really are, and the trine with Saturn and Sagittarius, to gift yourself with the most positive philosophy as you move forward in the spring. I so agree with you, too. It's like, it is an amazing one. It really is. And I really love the fact that there's Scorpio rising on the eastern seaboard. Of course, that changes as you move across the globe. But the Scorpio rising, too, it helps us, again, to stabilize in our personal power to create, which I really like. Of course, that Scorpio rising, I might be prejudiced.
Just a little. But they are the master creators. They are the magicians, as I call them, in this world, okay? Because they can make something out of nothing. And that's an amazing thing.
It certainly is. Now, tomorrow, when we actually enter the vernal equinox, too, it's very interesting because of what's going on, again, with that very early fire energy. And if I can bring it back up here on screen, I've got so many things on my computer right now, it's like freaking me out. I'll find it. Hold on. I know it's in here. There we are. Okay. Because as that sun moves into Aries, okay, that early Aries energy, you are going to feel a shift because the sun is the closest star. It is the radiant light. And it helps us to just be who we are. And already we have Venus and Mercury and Uranus there. It's just really nice. Tonight, what's going to happen is the moon is very close to Saturn even now. But in the morning, it's going to be right on top of Saturn. It's 6:28 tomorrow morning. We actually experience the first day of spring. And so to me, it's all about the inner child, and then the inner teacher, the inner parenting energy, conjoining in a philosophy that serves all. And I just love that for the first day of spring.
I think that's great. You know, it does. And that's what I like about this chart is that it does take the inner child as well as, and I use it a little differently than you, what we've learned, what we've experienced, what we our own personal knowledge that we have gained from being on this earth, and it brings it very present into us, and it really allows us to really go, okay, this is great, but I know this, and so we're going to do it this way. And so I really think that that's a great opening for spring, is to not only charge forward, but to take all that you know from the past and charge forward with that as well.
Absolutely. Experience is worth as much as knowledge in many situations, especially because we serve a client base that they're coming with different questions every day. They're going through a myriad of different experiences. Some of them make them feel disarmed. Some of them make them feel blessed. So to be able to use not just our knowledge, but our experience and our psychic stuff, where we can connect with them, we can feel the vibration of their voice if we talk to them on the phone, or their presence if they're sitting with us. it's a remarkable time to be able to bring our gifts forth, and I'm so blessed, so happy with my clients. You know, I do whatever I can to help. And sometimes it's hard. It's a process, not an event. But still, again, persistence has great power.
Yes, it does. Persistence is an amazing thing.
Does.
And right now we have Mars in Taurus, so persistence is really a great thing at this time as well. If you keep going back and pegging at it, you'll get it.
Exactly right. Kind of like a dog with a bone. Don't try and take that bone away from that dog. It won't happen. It won't happen. Well, we have a number of people on hold. I suppose we should take the first caller. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Anna.
Hi. Hi, Anna. How
are
you?
Hi, Anna. I've been so busy, I couldn't get back to you. How are you doing, honey?
I know. You've been so busy that I thought I'd call you. So, doing okay. I was wondering if April 4th would be a good day to take the exam at 1 o'clock in Manhattan.
Look at that for you. All right.
And you said at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
In Manhattan.
Yep.
All right.
A look. What's the exam for, Anna?
A board exam for licensure.
For what?
For licensing for therapists.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to know the theme. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I actually think it's a good time. There's a major transformation and change going on at that time. It's kind of like, and this is the way I'm going to tell you to play it, because you have a Mercury in Aquarius, and
you can
envision or see the end result of things, okay? I'm going to ask you, when you go into this, to go in utilizing your intuitive ability and to utilize, okay, this end result, what are they looking at as the end result? And keep looking at it in that way. Because I do think you have the knowledge and capability to do it, but I also think there's a very strong fear factor of this. And, again, don't fear it, because that's the only thing that could hold you back from that I can see here, from actually passing this test. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. The moon's going to be in very late Cancer that day and opposing your Jupiter. So, again, I would try to go in there with as much confidence as you can muster, because the moon is on the cusp of Cancer in Leo, and I like it. I like that. And also, the other thing I like is that, you know, you want to be the healer. You want to be the helper. And the sun in Aries is very close to Chiron, the wounded healer in your chart, with trines to your vertex, or your electric ascendant, in your New York chart. Because you are following your heart to do this. You really, really want to do this. And there's also some trine activity for your Mars and Sagittarius. So if you go in there with a positive attitude and a positive philosophy and say, this is my ticket to ride, you're going to fly, girl. You're going to fly.
So that day, it seems okay, because the last day you didn't like it so much, so I changed it.
Right, this one's better.
It's better. Okay, so I'll take it on that day then.
Yes.
All right.
But I like it.
What was the other date that you could use, by the way? I just want to know that.
Oh, the other date was this coming Wednesday, the 22nd of March.
Yeah, that's a little tight. I'd rather have you have that sun nicely positioned in Aries to complement your Mars.
Yeah, and that,
I like this much better.
Do you see
me
how
I
feel? Oh. Yeah, do you see me how I feel at that day, the 4th of April?
You're going to be caught feeling a little bit insecure and being brave at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Because your moon's going to be at 27 degrees of Cancer, okay? And my sun's at 29 degrees of Cancer, right between Cancer and Leo. So sometimes I'll say to myself, oh, my goodness, can I do it? And then when I step forward and I embrace that confidence and I say a prayer, boom, everything opens up. So be sure to do that, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I'll keep you guys posted.
Oh, you're welcome, Anna. And let us know how it goes. We're so pulling for you. This is wonderful that you want to help people so much.
Yeah, I get the results in like 2 months, so it's not going to be very quick.
Okay.
But I will let you guys
know. You
know
what? You're going to know intuitively. You're going to know intuitively when you walk out the door if it's a done deal.
Okay.
You're going to know. And Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, is sitting on your part of fortune in your New York chart that day. Trust God.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I think it's really good. That's really good.
That sounds like it's, yeah. Thank you. That's good. Oh, glad I got
Well, many blessings to you,
it.
Dear heart.
Yes.
I am too.
Listening.
You told me that you were already changed. I said, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, charge her for the reading and all that stuff. Then you called me back, and I've just been running in so many directions. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you sooner.
I know. I wish you did, but I'll call again for another thing. I'll keep
all
trying.
Right. Well, many blessings
just
to you,
another
dear
time.
Heart. Okay.
Many blessings.
All right.
Bye.
Many blessings to you. God bless. Such a sweetheart. Okay. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Here it's 305. You're on the air.
God bless. God bless Aphrodite. Hi, Jackie. This is Deanna.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, Deanna. How you doing, sweetheart?
I just love what
What's
you
shaking,
just said
lady?
About You just told Anna something so beautiful. Her Neptune is sitting on her card of fortune, like her dreams are going to come true. And that's wonderful.
Yes.
Yes. Good luck, Anna. And I love your callers as well as loving both of you. My question is, when do you see me driving a car, my car or my vehicle, whatever that may be?
Do you want a motorcycle?
It would be so liberating, but, you know, I'm the proper lady, so I'm going to feel very exposed.
It's harder to be dressed in a suit when you're on a motorcycle, but people do it.
Yeah, if I were younger,
all
maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Younger than who? Come on now.
Younger than my experience. If I knew then what I know now, wow. Success, success, success.
You're looking for just something for local travel, correct?
Travel, just to drive. It's
See, local travel is the third house, Deanna, and long-distance travel is the ninth house. So I just want to know what I'm looking at for you.
Okay. If I have to choose one, I have to start out with being able to get around here.
Okay.
Trying to be logical.
Well, unfortunately, Jupiter is retrograde in your third house of local travel. and it's squaring your part of fortune right now. So I really don't think you need to get something that's just for local travel. If you're planning on doing some distant travel within the near future, I think we need to look at the ninth house for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yes, please.
No, and I agree, and I'm going to take it a little different way than that, because what I'm going to ask is, you have a piece of transportation, is that correct? But it just
has
not.
It hasn't worked for like 18 months.
Okay, my point to you is that this is a great time with this Jupiter retrograde to readdress the issues with that and maybe piece by piece get them done and start this project as far as, okay, well, I'll fix this first, and then I'll fix this next. Take them one piece at a time during this Jupiter retrograde, because it's going to take a few months to be able to be put together. And Aphrodite told you about some of the afflictions. You have several afflictions in this chart that are making you readdress this old issue. And it empowers you to actually take action in it. And so here again, I would take it piece by piece and put it back together until probably June or July. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay.
I think you need to get it running because it's going to be worth more for a trade-in for you for the long-distance travel you envision. So I think Jacqueline and I are on the same page. We're just looking at it a little bit differently with our perspectives and our teaching. But I have to tell you, Mercury is going to be going into your ninth house of travel over the next few days. And Venus is retrograde until the 16th of April. And when it starts to move forward, in May could be the time you could be really looking at trading in what you have for something that not only could take you locally, but could take you farther later. So it's not that far away, but I agree with her that you have to do it step by step.
Right, take the first step, and I'm going to try to do that before this month ends. Thank you, thank you. Love you both. You do so well. You've given me back my faith many, many times, although I do lose it. And I want to keep on listening to the show.
You got it going on, girl. Not a problem. All right, many blessings.
Bless you. Bless you both.
Love you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
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 She's great. Okay, you ready for the next one? I need to.
Okay.
Me too. She's such a darling. She's so funny. We ended up doing a mini reading, and she was giving me all this information about essential oils and all kinds of cool things to help me and my family. I mean, what a little darling.
She always wants to help everybody.
The next one? She does. She does.
Hello?
860, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
Great, how you doing, Amy?
I'm doing okay with all these planetary stuff going on. It's crazy stuff.
Now,
are you in Connecticut?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
You had a lot of bad weather, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I missed it, though, because I was in Florida. So,
yay,
the great escape.
Yeah, I missed it. I came back Thursday night, and it was Tuesday and Wednesday, where it started 6 a.m. on Tuesday, last Tuesday, and then it went into Wednesday about until, I believe, mid-morning. So the airports were messed up on Tuesday, Wednesday, but when I got back, on Thursday was fine, so yeah.
All right. So, what special question did you have for us tonight?
I do. I have a specific question with this guy. It's very, very confusing. It's hot and cold with this person that I've been fond of. There's interest on both sides. He's just very coy in the sense, I think he's just holding back. And I'm one of those people, the Sag in me, you know, I just call it like it is. He's not. And I'm wondering what you see for that.
What's his birthday?
Oh, it was just this past Thursday. It was, 3/16/70.
And do you know what time he was born?
No, I don't. I don't know if that helps a lot.
And what city was he born in?
I don't know. I think in Connecticut.
You think he was in Connecticut?
Yeah, I put in New Haven, but yeah.
I don't know. All I know is his birthday.
Close enough. Let's take a look.
All right.
Yep. Ability, it isn't. Yeah, it's critical.
Wow.
You're definitely right. He's more passive than you.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think he says what he feels in the sense of the actions say it, but he's not saying it himself. He's not expressing it. And I think, honestly, my intuitive side, I think he's a lot of people, this is interesting. This is an interesting observation in the last, actually since the year began. I've had four people, this is now the fourth person, who've said, "You intimidate me." That they're blinded by the lights of me, so to speak, you know, metaphorically. And
right.
I can't not be myself. I'm a warrior woman, and it doesn't come easy to shine your light despite how people have treated me. And I haven't had such a luxurious life. I've had challenges. Not that no one else has, but it's constant with me. I've always been ignored. I always was the wallflower girl lady, you know, and it never stopped. And so now that I'm claiming myself as far as I love myself, and why not, you know, shine that and not necessarily saying anything. People can feel it, the frequency. And so, yeah, that's what's been happening. And I've let go of several, in air quotes, friendships because they can't handle it. I can't change for somebody else. Not in that way. So.
Nor should
you. Well, I just really feel because your sons are exactly in square.
Yes.
It's hard for you to identify with him, and it's hard for him to identify with you as far as what you're doing in the world. Okay. Now, incompatibility,
yeah.
Though, the sun sign doesn't matter as much as Mars, Venus, and the moon. Because day in and day out, it's about love, it's about passion, and it's about the moods you share, you know,
right.
Your emotional connection with your family and your life. And
yes.
So the soul energy is square, but that can often happen when people have very different careers. Okay, so I'm not that concerned about it, but again... So you have a Virgo moon, and your Virgo moon opposes his sun. Okay?
Okay.
So because of that, he might not feel that he's enough.
Oh. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I also want to go into a classic pattern in astrology is what you lack, you will attract. Okay? And...
Yeah.
The two of you have distinctly different personalities and bring two distinctly different things to the table. Okay?
Right.
Now, he needs a fire lit under his little cushion sometimes. He can be sluggish and slow-moving. He has a Mars in Taurus. You have a Mars in Aries. Snap to it, buddy. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, it's that type of thing. But blending the two, and again, that sun-moon opposition, blending the two together and respecting each other's ways of life and allowing them to flow really worked well in this relationship. Quality of time
yep.
versus quantity of time. Okay? And I'm going to
okay.
tell you this about him. It's a nice little trick, okay, because, again,
okay.
here, he has a Mercury in Aries. He's only going to speak in short clips. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, again, here, he's very much in the present situation. So he's not a conversive kind of guy, okay, where he's going to open up. Even though he's a Pisces sun, he's not going to open up like the other. What I am going to tell you,
okay.
too, though, this helps with the situation, is to put some music on in the background. And I don't care whether it's bottom or not. put some nice, happy music in the background where he starts feeling light and joyous because of the music is light and joyous. And you'll get
okay.
a better response out of him if you do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm showing his Mercury in Pisces, not in Aries. I'm showing his Venus in Aries, conjunct Chiron.
Okay.
Did I type this in wrong? I got 3/16/70, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I got it wrong. I got 39.
It's okay. But the Venus is trying to your Mercury and to your Neptune, and I agree with Jacqueline, because even though she didn't have the right chart up, she intuited this psychically exactly right. That what's going on here, again, has to do with sharing adventures where it's new to each of you. Not to have him walk your walk, not to try and walk his talk, but a shared adventure where you create a memory. And if you really have a thing for this guy, I would create a little bit of fun and adventure and do things that are new to both of you. Like, don't go to his favorite place or your favorite place. Say, let's try something new. Okay?
Okay.
But I think that's going to give you a better opportunity to see the individual he is, and I know that's easy for you because of your Aquarius rising, your Aquarius Venus, your Aquarius, I mean your Jupiter, to see him just as the individual and love him as he is, you have the capability. I think he's a bit unsure because of the fact that you are that type A person where he tends to balance his work and his recreation much better than you do. And you need that.
Okay? I do need that. I do need that. Yeah.
So I create an adventure a week with this guy. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, I don't think I have any water in my chart. Very little water, if anything. And my Saturn and my Saturn is in Cancer. So that's, like, what I'm working on my entire life in the sense of family and rigidness and so it's just very interesting that he's very water, and I need that flow because I have everything else, but I don't have the water.
Well, you know, even when I progress your chart, Amy, you still have no water. So, again, maybe the water is the thing that he has that could complete you at some point when you're both ready.
And I can feel that because he's very multifaceted. He's a professor. He's into music. He plays music. He's everything in the sense of that. I'm very fixed in like just in my speaking and my writing, and I'm not necessarily flowing all over the place. I think that's what water signs do. They just flow, and I don't. So it's just interesting that he's teaching me how to just relax more because I get anxious. The Virgo in me gets very anxious, the worry sign. So,
correct.
Yeah.
That's a hard placement. That's a real hard placement.
It is because the sun is in Sag and the moon is in Virgo, so it's total opposite. It's funny.
Total square.
And
they square each other. Definitely, they square each other. So. It makes it a little difficult. The Virgo moon is such a sensitive moon. No matter how I look at it, because the Virgo moon makes you physically feel your emotions. Okay, so you get stomach headaches when you're upset. When excited, you get anxious. You know, your body physically reacts to the emotional state that you're in at the time.
And there's the empath. I bet every single Virgo moon person is an empath. I can only imagine.
They feel
everything. Yeah.
They feel physically inside their body. So here again, I understand that you have that, but use it to your advantage or on the intuitive level, not on the anxious and all that other level,
Yes. And I'm learning to follow that. I'm learning to, follow my gut. Because I know there's something there with this person. It's just taking him a while to whatever he needs to do. But it's also
Venus retrograde
and
Jupiter retrograde right now. Take your time to find the balance.
Okay.
And keep your I am where it needs to be, but also keep where he is present too. See, the beautiful thing about Venus being in Aries right now in retrograde is we want an I and a Z and a we, and we want all three in our relationships right now. Okay?
Yes.
And Venus is retrograde until the 16th of April. So
okay.
I would ride the wave, and I would, like I said, try to create an adventure week and try to just appreciate the man he is
okay.
as much as you can and give him more information about you that you know he can appreciate.
Okay.
And wait it out because, again, I think there is a bond here. I'm just not sure. Again, you could grow together, but it's going to take a bit of work, you know, I think as Jacqueline pointed out, but that's okay. Sometimes the relationships that are a bit challenging are not boring. Okay?
Yes. Yeah. And it doesn't feel like the other relationships with me in the sense of I was working so hard to make it work. There's a natural rapport between us two. He's the professor, and I'm into intellect. I'm into research with the Virgo in me. I'm constantly inquiring more and more information. I always want to learn. I'm a teacher. I'm a speaker. So it all goes together. So it's an interesting rapport. It really is that the bond. Yeah, which is great.
Think of it this way.
Yes,
think
I will.
You're getting to know your best friend. Okay, so keep going at it more as a friendship type thing where you're developing knowing each other on a friendship basis because that's what you're developing here is an equal partnership. And you're looking for in your life as your best friend, somebody that can flow evenly with you. And so here again, I think both of you two can really enhance each other's lives even though it may be colorful.
Yes. And I appreciate what you said. I loved Aphrodite when you said about, you know, riding the waves and with this Venus in retrograde too. That makes a lot of sense. But then in between that there's that Mercury in retrograde. I'm very mindful of that. The awareness is there. That starts April 9th.
So, you know, there's something more you need to know. I get that. That's sweet, Amy. Well, thank you for calling in and keep us posted, okay?
I will. Right. Thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Be well.
All right. Bye.
Blessings.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
I love our callers. They're so interesting. They're so amazing. All right. Let's see who is next here. I lost one, I think. Yeah, I did. Okay. I'll go to the next one. Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well.
Great.
Does anything show on my chart? Anything exciting? Please let me know.
What are you doing to make your excitement?
Well, I slept through church today, through my ride.
Okay.
That didn't help. And I've been sleeping all day.
Apparently.
Well, that's a sun opposite. That'll go away. The sleeping thing will go away.
Will it?
You're sleeping because you want to shut off the worry.
Probably, but I don't know what the worry is. Except just for some
excitement.
I think it's subtle. Okay.
But I think it's there.
Okay.
And... okay. It disappears in a couple of days, as Jacqueline just pointed out. I totally agree with her. And so you've got to decide, just go and do what you damn well love to do. And make time for that. If you were really motivated to go to church today, you would have gone. But you were not. Okay.
I know that. My ride stayed out and honked and honked and honked. And my daughter had to come get me.
Okay. You're in a Neptune opposition right now, which doesn't happen very often. And so, again, you have to do what you really feel called to do spiritually. What gives you joy, what
okay.
gives you artistic creativity, what music you like, people around you that have a fine mind and intellectual conversation. And, you know, and there's no changing this over a few months. I mean, it's very strong. And so because of that, spend your time where you do feel very present and you do feel very stimulated and you can share some of your experiences and some of the things that you find very interesting and creative with others. Don't
okay.
just go somewhere for the heck of it, okay? No, 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 no. Be who you are. You're a unique individual, Cindy, and you need to go out there and do what you want to do. And when you're doing what you want to do, you're going to find somebody else that's interested in what you like, and that's important. What do you think,
okay.
Jacqueline?
Yeah.
I agree. Find a cause is where I'm going with this. Find something that you're passionate about. Find something that, you know, you can get a hold of and volunteer for and spend some time with other people helping in some kind of way. I think that's the most important thing for you right now. I think that will bring a great deal of fulfillment and change your life. So again, here, I want to see you getting out, joining a cause.
Okay. Okay. All right, ladies.
Well, keep us posted. All right, babe.
Yeah, I will.
Always nice to talk
to you. Yeah, nice talking to you. Leave me on, please. For listening.
I sure will.
Bye.
Bye.
Blessings. So that is hard, you know, to find something new when you used to do something the same thing all the same way all the time, you know. And I think she's suffering for a little bit with that. Okay, another
it
one
is.
From your neck of the woods.
Oh, okay. But it just, it takes a little bit of courage to do it. And I know she has the courage to do it.
It does. She does. She's a strong person. And, again, I think that she needs to have more independent thought about where she needs to put herself. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561-541, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Good, this is Jay from Miami. Yep.
Yeah. I knew that voice. I wasn't sure, though. Didn't get enough of it.
So what's shaking, big boy?
How are you, ladies, first? How are you?
Doing well.
Hanging in there. What are my choices?
I love your laugh, by the way. I think it's the most adorable laugh.
Thank you. I get that all the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Where are you going to be on your next birthday, Jay?
I was just going to say that. Well, I'll be here. I'll be in Florida. And we'll probably do like a dinner thing or something like that. I don't really usually celebrate, but this year I'll celebrate. And I'm just kind of wondering what's going on with my chart. What's happening up there?
Things are moving.
Oh, they're moving and shaking, babe. They're moving and shaking here. Interesting. Well, you know that you're supposed to be the great teacher.
Can I confirm something for you? So I think it was almost a few weeks back, I just woke up to that knowing. You know, I've always done it, but I just woke up to that knowing of that's what you're doing, period. This is who you are. That's what you're doing.
You're a mentor for all.
Yeah.
You're a mentor for all. It's not confined to one genre. Okay, it's not. And you always have these revelation experiences in your mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You show up at a place and you'll know why you're there, right?
Yep.
And so this year is going to be spectacular for that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree this year is spectacular for showing up, being there, and just being present. Okay, this is a colorful year for you. as far as showing up and being present. One of the things that stands out most in your solar return chart is your moon is dead on your Mars. Okay? So your emotions are now needing to be put into action. Okay? All that intuitive ability, all of that is kicking in this year to where this is a year for you to watch. This is who I am, this is what I do, this is where I'm going, and this is what I'm, and follow it blindly. Because being present, being out there, and really revealing your true self of what you're here to be this year is going to open doors and opportunities naturally for you. So head in that direction, think in that direction, that this is a year where I'm going to have my career change. Not that it's going to be a full transformation from day and night, all of a sudden one day the light switch is going to change. This is still a process. But this is the door opening saying, here's the beginning of this new lifestyle, way of life as far as your work is concerned. And really put your soul into it, okay? And you're going to find that it's going to blossom beautifully. This is a great year for you to really get out there and tell people what to do and where to go.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Lead forward, get out of my way, pretty much.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Now, I wanted to let you know that the moon is exalted in Taurus. It's exalted there. It is the most stable position of the moon, okay? And so because of that, you're going to feel very, very self-assured. Okay, yeah. And what's happening is the moon is going to be at 11 degrees of Taurus, your Mars 11 degrees of Taurus, but Mars is also going to be at 40 degrees of Taurus on your solar return, kissing your Mars as well. So it's about action, definition, determination, and they're all in your 11th house of the light worker. You can't make this stuff up, okay, really?
No, you can't.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You kicked my butt. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck.
Well, have a very happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Stay warm. Thank you.
You too. God bless you. All right.
God bless you.
Bye.
See, us Floridians are real considerate of y'all up there up north that are cold. We really do care that, you know. God bless your hearts for going through it, you know. But we really do care about it. We sympathize with you. But, you know, here again, we have to stay down here and live down here where it's nice and warm.
Oh, keep it quiet. Right. All right. Well, have a good night.
Talk to you soon. Take care, Jay. Okay.
Air code 917, you're on the air.
Oh, you already got me. Thank you, guys. You already got me.
Oh, I'll put you back on hold?
Oh.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
I was trying to figure it out. She must have called back in. It's okay. It's all good. I talked to Cindy. Yeah. Okay. Area code 732, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. This is Caroline.
Hey, Caroline, how are you?
Hi, Caroline. I am great. I'm glad that spring is almost here. Makes a difference.
Me too.
To our soul, right? So I'd like something in the career-wise. You see something coming up very soon?
It's your birthday.
October 9, 1954.
And what time were you born?
2:56 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Lisbon, Portugal.
And where do you live now?
New Jersey, the Garden State.
What city?
Right now, Red Bank.
good. Okay. Seems strange for you, but that's okay. Oh, I haven't many clients from that area. I'm just teasing.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I started my own business, which a couple things I'm doing is representing authors. I'm looking forward to representing this beautiful musician in France. And I have some other projects that I want to expand the business as well, you know, online and live events and inspirational speaking agency as well. So this thing is going to evolve one step at a time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You're on the right path. That's what I'm trying to say with that.
Yeah.
You know, working with creativity and creative talents is you, it's negotiating deals. It's just, it's really nice. I like it a lot. Stay with it because you will be successful with it.
Oh, beautiful. Is there anything
I can't find Red Bank News here. Am I spelling it wrong?
Red Bank?
Mm-hmm.
R-E-D.
It's two words.
Yeah, R-E-D-B-A-N-K. Yes. Most of the times it's two words. Central Jersey.
I still can't find it.
Really? Try it on, you know, where, on the map? Okay, you know how New Jersey...
My program.
Oh, your program. Oh, yes. You've taken my information once. Maybe not this year, but I think last year.
I cannot find it.
Well, do you want to put another... I'm looking forward to move to another...
Yeah, give me a closest city to you.
Closer? Okay, how about Middletown?
Okay.
Hopefully this
there's
one word.
There's two red... New Jersey's. One's in Gloucester and the other one is in Mammoth.
On Mammoth. A Red Bank, New Jersey. It's in Mammoth County.
Got it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. I was looking there for a minute. I'm okay. There's so many people on this computer today. It's like, really? Okay. Oh, wow. Get some nice trines and blessing lines going from the sun and Chiron, each other of your career, to your fifth house of the creative imagination and all those planets in Scorpio. Yes. It's about, again, people investing in you and you investing in them. How sweet.
Oh.
I love it.
In synchronicity.
I love it.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. And Pluto's sitting on your Mars. I mean, it's not there yet, but it's going to be rolling over you for the next year and a half. It's a great time to really claim your empowerment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Your question was about a relationship. Is that correct?
No. No need for that. No. First things first.
It was about promoting. Me. It was about promoting other people that are artistic, Jacqueline.
Yeah, do you see... Okay. Do you see a book being published? How's that? A contract coming.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Give me the bad.
Is it written?
Hello?
Is the book written?
Oh, yes. This one is written. Yeah, there's two books that I have. One is finished. Been sent out, and the second one, it's tweaking it for the third time. So that one, there's a little delay. But the first one,
because I really think the one that you're tweaking is the one that's going to go. I think the one you're tweaking is the one that's going to go. Yeah.
Hmm. I've always
the other one. Yeah, it could be okay, but see, Neptune's in your ninth house right now, which is all about your inspiration, and it's getting ready to move into your tenth house, which is about publishing. So you're several months away. And that is going to form all these trines and blessing lines. Like, you've already got some trines to what you've written. That could be the opening of the door, but the real gift, the real inspiration is coming from the one you're tweaking, is what I'm seeing.
Hmm. Wow. She's my first client.
And it may just be the public itself, because when you have plants moving through the 10th house, it's about the public's reception of your publication. It has nothing to do with you personally.
Yes.
It has to do with the universal forces of what you're trying to bring to Earth.
Yes.
So I think they're both okay, but the second one, that tweaking, I wouldn't just put that on the back burner. I'd be tweaking. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. It's, how do you call it, a ghostwriter. It had to be done that way.
Okay. So
needed an extra push, you know, so that's the way right now. They're going to be working on it this month, actually starting April 1st. So I know it's a very fast, you know, process, so it'll be ready before the month is over.
Good. Well, I think Jacqueline wanted to say something about your relationships, and you need to listen to this. It's important. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's important. It's really important. The reason why she says it's important is because your moon in Pisces in your natal chart is in your seventh house in one-to-one relationship. So when you say, oh, no, I don't want a relationship, it's not right now for me, you're telling me that you're shutting off your emotions. Okay, and you're shutting down. That's what you're telling me. Okay.
You know, I compartment everything.
Yeah, and you have compartmentalized this and said no. Okay.
I want this first, I want that second, and I want this third. Priority.
Right, but you can't control everything.
Oh, no, I'm open. I'm open. I am open.
Allow it to flow. It's the point. Okay, if you learn one thing from me, not that your love life has been easy, but allow it to flow. Let the right one come in. Don't put any blockages or any judgments on it, because you know that you're not going to settle for anything less.
Okay?
You are sure now of what you want as far as a relationship is concerned, and nobody is getting your way to not have it. So I'm not telling you to go out and start looking for a relationship. I'm telling you to look at your perspective in a little bit different way and allow the universe to show you your destiny as far as your one-to-one relationships are concerned. Don't be so hard on relationships. You never know when the next one's going to come in. And I really think you have a great opportunity through your work, while you're working, to have this person come in out of the blue. Okay?
That would be nice. That's a nice surprise.
Don't discount your love life, because you're a one-to-one relationship girl, and you're deemed to have those long-term relationships.
Yes. That's the way I like it. Yeah, that's me, you know.
And you're really looking for a person who is also a solution finder.
Yes.
Who also takes the high road, who has a lot of ethics and integrity. And I have a feeling that what they do is here to either heal people or the planet. So be conscious of this, okay?
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's a perfect balance, you know, the lever, the scale. Perfect. Wow.
Well, you have a sweet night. We're going to sign off here. We're right at the top of the hour. Okay.
Oh, I love it. That's okay. Thank you so much, ladies. Talk to you soon.
All right. Well, many blessings to you, babe. Okay.
Blessings to you as well. Bye now.
Bye. Oh, wow. Well, we've got less than a minute left. Let them know where to find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. We will not be here next Sunday, but we will be back the following Sunday. So many blessings to you all. Enjoy the vernal equinox.
Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Happy spring. Good night.
Bye.
Yes.